From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. In a chaotic 28 hours at NATO, U.S. President Donald Trump disparaged longtime allies, cast doubt on his commitment to the Mutual Defense Organization, and sent the 29-member pact into frenzy emergency sessions.
After we're 2%, we'll start talking about going higher. But I said, ultimately, we should be in years in advance. We should be at 4%. I think 4% is the right number.
Trump said he was able to get member nations to significantly boost their defense budgets and reaffirmed later that the U.S. remains faithful to the accord. President Trump has arrived in Britain for his first visit as president amid NATO tensions, protests, and Brexit turmoil. Trump is beginning a four-day visit to the country, and the AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
From Brussels, Trump heads to England, where Theresa May's government is, in his words, in turmoil over Brexit. Although administration officials point to the long-standing alliance between the US and Britain, Trump's itinerary will largely keep him out of central London, where significant protests are expected. Bilateral talks with May will cover trade, security, and, of course, Brexit. The president will then go to a black tie dinner at Blenheim Palace in rural Oxfordshire, while on Friday he'll meet the Queen at Windsor Castle. Then it's up to Scotland, where he'll spend the weekend at the Trump Turnberry Golf Resort. Smaller protests are expected at all points. Charles de Ledesma, London.
President Trump on Thursday forecast an unspecified escalation between the United States and Iran following Washington's withdrawal from the 2015 nuclear accord. Mr. Trump then predicted Tehran will seek negotiations as sanctions against Iran start to take effect. For additional stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. Intense heat.